Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For some, it's simply the week between Christmas and New Year's Day. At the Montana Family Foundation, it's a time of introspection, that week when we look back on the accomplishments of the previous year and plan for the challenges of the next 12 months. 2019 started off with the big move to Helena for the 4 months of the legislative session. By April, it was time to go home. The bad bills were laid to rest, and most of the good bills were passed by the legislature and subsequently vetoed by Governor Bullock. Frustrating to be sure, but it's a reminder that elections have consequences. The big story for 2019, from our perspective, was the U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to hear a case involving one of our bills. It's called Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue, and if we win and the court rules broadly, we can remove religiously discriminatory language from 37 state constitutions. It's definitely one of the biggest things we've ever been involved in, and it's the culmination of the school choice effort that we began 11 years ago. 2019 was also the year that we began our legal services division. Now, churches, individuals, and other religiously based nonprofits can come to us for advice and legal counsel, often without charge. This is an important service given the fact that the First Amendment rights of religious freedom and free speech are constantly under attack in the legislature and the courts. Two of our biggest victories came as we helped kill so-called non-discrimination ordinances, or NDOs, in Billings and Dillon. These types of ordinances have been used in other states to punish Christians for their biblical stance on marriage and to allow men who believe they're women to use women's public restrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's a fight worth fighting, and it's not going away anytime soon. So that was 2019, and 2020 looks to be just as busy. Right now, we're preparing for the start of candidate filing for the 2020 elections, a big school choice rally in Billings, speaking at a pro-life rally, and the Espinosa hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's just in the month of January. As the year unfolds, we'll issue our legislative candidate voter guides, our judicial candidate spending reports, our statewide poll on social and religious values, and our list of endorsed candidates for state and federal elected positions, all in an effort to help voters make informed choices. We'll also continue these legislative update broadcasts to keep you up to date on issues rarely covered by the mainstream media. And finally, we'll remain vigilant, ready to respond to any threats to religious liberty that may arise. 2020 marks our 19th year as an organization and our 16th year on the air with these broadcasts. As we close out 2019 and look forward to 2020, we invite you to join us as we fight for religious liberty, the right to life, the preservation of the family, and school choice. Whether it's in the courts, the legislature, or on the air, we work every day to make Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. Please go to MontanaFamily.org and make your end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation today. From all of us at the Montana Family Foundation, we wish you a happy and healthy New Year.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at MontanaFamily.org.